The lawn outside the American Embassy in Islamabad was neatly mowed, dotted with circular clusters of flowers bordered by razor-straight hedges. The building itself was like a lot of buildings in Islamabad, flat and white. We passed through several roadblocks to get there, and three different security officials conducted a body search on me after the wires in my jaws set off the metal detectors. When we finally stepped in from the heat, the air conditioning hit my face like a splash of ice water. The secretary in the lobby, a 50-something lean-faced blonde woman, smiled when I gave her my name. She wore a beige blouse and black slacks, the first woman I had seen in weeks dressed in something other than a burqa or a shalwar kameez. She looked me up on the appointment list, tapping the eraser end of her pencil on the desk. She found my name and asked me to take a seat. "Would you like some lemonade?" she asked. "None for me, thanks," I said. "How about your son?" "Excuse me?" "The handsome young gentleman," she said, smiling at Sohrab. "Oh, that'd be nice, thank you," I said. Sohrab and I sat on the black leather sofa across the reception desk, next to a tall American flag. Sohrab picked up a magazine from the glass-top coffee table. He flipped the pages, not really looking at the pictures. "What?" Sohrab said. "Sorry? You're smiling," he said. "I was thinking about you," I said. He gave a nervous smile. He picked up another magazine and flipped through it in under 30 seconds. "Don't be afraid," I said, touching his arm. "These people are friendly. Relax." I could have used my own advice. I kept shifting in my seat, untying and retying my shoelaces. The secretary placed a tall glass of lemonade with ice on the coffee table. "There you go." Sohrab smiled shyly. "Thank you very much," he said. It was the only English he knew, he had told me. That and "have a nice day." She laughed. "You're most welcome." She walked back to the desk, high heels clicking on the floor. "Have a nice day," Sohrab said. Raymond Andrews was a short man with small hands, nails perfectly trimmed, wedding band on the ring finger. He gave me a curt little shake. It felt like squeezing a sparrow. "Those are the hands that hold our fates," I thought, as Sohrab and I seated ourselves across from his desk. A Les Miserables poster was nailed to the wall behind Andrews, next to a topographical map of the U.S. A pot of tomato plants basked in the sun on the windowsill. "Smoke?" he asked, his voice a deep baritone that was at odds with his slight stature. "No thanks," I said, not caring at all for the way Andrews's eyes barely gave Sohrab a glance, or the way he didn't look at me when he spoke. He pulled open a desk drawer and lit a cigarette from a half-empty pack. He also produced a bottle of lotion from the same drawer. He looked at his tomato plants as he rubbed lotion into his hands, cigarette dangling from the corner of his mouth. Then he closed the drawer, put his elbows on the desktop, and exhaled. "So," he said, crinkling his gray eyes against the smoke, "tell me your story." I felt like Jean Valjean sitting across from Javert. I reminded myself that I was on American soil now, that this guy was on my side, that he got paid for helping people like me. "I want to adopt this boy and take him back to the States with me," I said. "Tell me your story," he repeated, crushing a flake of ash on the neatly arranged desk with his index finger